Scott Spryer from Hay Group's Leadership and Talent Practice has been looking at the agencies that are the most innovative, and he's here to talk about what he's found. Scott, thanks for being on the program this afternoon.
Thanks for inviting me.
What drove you to really look at innovation as part of the best places to work in the federal government survey this year?
Well, we'd been working, Hay Group had been working with the Partnership for Public Service on looking at innovative leadership and what drives innovation. It's one of the, I think, priorities, I could safe to say, of the partnership. So we had been working with them exploring innovation within the federal sector and decided a good place to look was by looking at some of the questions at the Best Places to Work survey.
So you took the Best Places to Work survey and you kind of reshaped it a little bit to look at innovation. Talk about how you did that.
What we did was from other research we've done, we looked for questions that would indicate the ability or opinions on innovation, questions that would drive innovation. So those were the kind of questions we looked at. And then from that, we developed an innovation score for the various agencies.
How did the government do overall, and who were some of the stars on this?
Did pretty well in the overall score, with a 63%. Some of the top scores was the NASA, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, GSA, the Department of State, and the Department of Army.
Kind of the usual suspects, no disrespect to the other agencies that are involved, but those agencies seem to be at or near the top of just about every best whatever fill in the blank in the federal government survey.
You certainly make a good point. I think one of the things that this says is that when people feel they can be creative and innovative and look for ways to do their jobs better, they're more satisfied and they're more engaged, and they too tend to do better work, and thus sometimes the higher scores on other best of surveys.
You write in this report about some of the conditions that drive innovation. Talk about those conditions so that a leader can get a sense of the people who are doing it right, what they're doing to do it right.
Yes, I think that's the whole point here, and you hit on it, is leadership. There's so much focus today, I think, in the government on coming up with metrics, on coming up with systems, on coming up with processes. And what we found both in this work and our earlier innovation work is that it's really the leaders that drive innovation. It's the climate they create for the people that work for them. And what we found in this particular survey is the ones that felt they could be innovative felt that they were recognized for providing high-quality services and products. They felt they were given the opportunity. They received the coaching they needed, the feedback they needed to improve their skills. They were involved in the decision-making process. In other words, they were given flexibility and responsibility for some decision-making. And they felt empowered. They felt that they had a stake in the game, so to speak. They also were employees. There was a collaborative atmosphere of sorts. They felt they were able to step up as leaders in their own rights, and they also felt that there was a certain amount of respect afforded them.
My favorite line in this whole report is factors that were not as important in driving innovation included salary, workload, and resources. Did that surprise you?
No, not really. What we have found in a number of studies we've done is while those are important, no doubt about it, these other factors are really what drive satisfaction and engagement and make people want to do their best and give them the freedom to do their best.
So
most
people are willing to be innovative when they have the freedom and the creativity and the latitude to be able to do it, and let the things like we talked about, resources and salary and all that stuff, follow on after.
Exactly, exactly. I think it's very interesting to see that of the people that we looked at, 91% said that they were constantly looking for ways to do their jobs better. In other words, a big majority want to do a better job. But only 39%, less than 40%, said that they believed that creativity and innovation were rewarded. And when they say rewarded, they don't just mean money, but feedback in a sense that they're doing a good job.
We're just about out of time. I wonder, though, what finding of this surprised you? What did you see when you looked at the results that you weren't expecting, if anything?
I think that the one I just spoke on is probably the one that stood out for me, was that people really want to be creative. People in the federal government really want to do an outstanding job, but the flip side, and not, that in itself isn't surprising, but the flip side is that so many feel that they don't work in a climate conducive to innovation or really giving their best. I think that's the point that really stood out for us.